Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, July 24th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a slightly higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.1%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed and European markets largely lower in early trading. The 10-year is down 2 basis points, yielding 3.83%. The dollar is higher against the euro, flat against the pound, and down on the yen. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are down, with cryptocurrencies mostly down. Central bank meetings and company earnings headline this week's economic calendar. A lot of attention will be on the Fed, but previews have been relatively consistent in calling for a 25 basis point rate hike. The ECB is expected to raise its policy rate by 25 basis points, with some attention on President Lagarde's press conference as markets price in a slim chance of another rate hike in September. Markets are also looking ahead to China's Politburo meeting and whether leaders guide for more supportive policy in H2. On the data front, we had Spanish June PPI, a negative number and below consensus, Eurozone July flash manufacturing PMI below expectations, and flash services PMI slightly below expectations. And also Japan July flash manufacturing PMI came in below consensus. The US economic calendar is light today, with just July flash manufacturing PMI and July flash services PMI. In corporate news, Reuters reports that American Airlines Pilots Union has postponed the contract vote scheduled to begin today. Bloomberg has reported that AMC Entertainment has amended its court-rejected stock conversion proposal. The New York Times reports that biopharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences executed a classic variety of product hopping to delay a HIV drug and increase profits. And the Nikkei has reported that ECI plans to launch trials for a second Alzheimer's drug in 2024. Due up on today's earnings calendar, we have Domino's Pizza due to report before market open, and we also have Cadence Design Systems, Whirlpool Corp, NXP Semiconductors, and F5 to report after market close. Asian equities finished their Monday trading session mixed. Greater China stocks at six-week lows with steep falls for the Hang Seng and specifically its property stocks. Japanese stocks gapped higher post-yen weakening on Friday after the close amid Bank of Japan comments on yield curve control. China property developers were selling off in Asian trade on Monday, with the Hang Seng Mainland Properties Index down more than 6% to almost a two-month low. The sector has faced sustained selling since the beginning of July as an ongoing slide in contracted home sales heightens concerns around liquidity and debt. And Bloomberg has previewed China's Politburo meeting, which economists say will likely provide more pro-growth signals and support for private sector after Beijing's recent pledges. European markets have opened largely lower this morning. Spain's conservative Popular Party won the most votes in their general election on Sunday. But with no natural party to align with to form a coalition government, except the extreme right-wing Vox Party, a hung parliament is now the most likely outcome. And The Guardian reports that UK Conservative Party strategists think that May 2024 is the best time for the next general election because it would provide an economic sweet spot. Sources via Bloomberg said on Friday that UK PM Sunak thinks an election in November 2024 would allow the economy time to recover. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's morning summary for Monday, July 24th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.